The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Wendy Lawrence, CEO of Totally PLC, TLY's ticker. Wendy, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin.
Well, it's a bit of good news to end the week here. You've released Totally's Urgent Care Division secures new contracts and multiple contract extensions for services delivered across North East England, Staffordshire, Stoke-on-Trent and South East London. And here we go. I'm surprised the share price isn't rallying stronger here. Total value worth more than 54 million. And I'm looking at your market capitalisation. It's 63. So it's like, wow, that's phenomenal news. Nice to end the week with that. Before we get into that, we'll break it down, Wendy. Before we get into it, for people not familiar with Totally, just give us that brief summary as to what you're all about, please.
Okay, so Totally is a provider of healthcare services. We work in partnership, typically with the NHS, to enable people to access services quickly and get the advice that they need or directing into the care that they need. So we run a range of services, and today's announcement is all about our urgent care division.
Yeah, yeah. So take us through, because there's a couple of different contracts in here. Take us through the first one, the biggie, which is Vocare, of course, urgent care division. Take us through that, if you could.
Okay. So, yes, the contract that is the biggest is worth £45 million over a five-year period, with an option to extend that contract for a further 2 years. It is to provide additional GP out-of-hours services across Staffordshire. We've always provided GP out-of-hours, but this is additional. So you'll see in today's RNS that covers an additional population of approximately 1.2 million people. Mm-hmm. Hoping to launch that contract in April, so it's in a quick mobilisation phase. But as I say, we're already a provider there, so we absolutely know what we're doing. So that's the contract. That's the 45 million.
Yeah. And that says to me, you're doing something right there, Wendy.
Oh, absolutely. You know, what's really important for a business like ours is having good, solid partnerships with your commissioners. And the proof of that is the quality of service that you provide to patients, isn't it? And the feedback that you get from patients. So we couldn't be more thrilled than to continue not only to support Staffordshire, but extend what we're doing. It's a great result for our urgent care division. And I'm really, really proud of what they've done.
Yeah. And you've got two contracts as well worth 0.6 million, 600,000. Take us through that, if you could.
Yeah, there are a couple of smaller contracts that we've just put out. One is providing online 111 services. So the majority of 111 is telephony, as you know, but there is a move now to put in 111 online. We've been doing that ad hoc, but you know, we're now moving that into a contractual basis. So you'll see in the RNS that we've said, you know, it's for a three-month contract. It's actually an agreement that is rolling, and where it's just reflecting the fact that it's a new service of how we do things. And then clinical assessment services, that's sitting behind 111. The other 8.6 million that's included in this to take it up to the 54 million. Yep. Contracts extensions for urgent treatment centres in South East London. And again, I think that is just a reflection of the services that we're providing down there. Obviously, it's still very busy with the pandemic, but hopefully that will calm down soon. But a fantastic result for us today.
Yeah, well, I mean, it says to me, just, you know, reading this, that you're not only providing, you know, high quality service here, but it's against a backdrop where, like you say there, the NHS, those waiting lists are getting bigger. I think it was 6 million last time I read, but the figures are enormous, and that's not going to go away. So this is going to be ongoing. I mean, as a business model here, it's spot on, isn't it, what you're doing, you know, providing these quality services against that kind of backdrop, you know?
We absolutely believe that, yes. And certainly demand for services is outstripping the capacity at the moment. We hear about it every day, don't we? And, you know, what Totally do is support the NHS in all of the areas where they are under pressure with demand. And so we've done that throughout the pandemic. We've delivered on all of the forecasts that we've put out there to the market. We've been paying dividends to investors as well. So we think we're doing everything right. And, you know, today's announcement in our mind just confirms that again. And, you know, 45 million in one contract is a huge amount, and particularly with our market cap where it sits at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I got to say, you know, the backdrop of the markets, of course, the US market sold off quite largely yesterday, and there's also worries about interest rates and all that inflation. So maybe it's, you know, it's against the tide here because most stocks are down. But I think in a normal day, I'm hoping people have read beyond the headline of your RNS and actually, you know, dig into the actual detail here, because a total value worth 54 million when your market cap is just 63 is phenomenal. So so it gives you transparency. These are, you know, over many years, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And as I say, we've you know, shot past our forecasts every time we've reported. And what this does, it secures us those contracts going forward. As I say, the 45 million is over 5 years, an option to extend for a further 2 years. And if you look at our track record, you know, we have a really, really high percentage of actually securing those additional options, you know, on the further 2 years. So there's no reason why this one wouldn't too. So, no, it's great news for us.
Yeah, I just think at the moment, you know, sentiment, people are scared by the markets investing. I think when people actually read the RNS and, you know, plot it against your actual, you know, valuation currently, they'll realise, hang on a sec, there's some decent upside here. So, Wendy, for people, you know, who are not following the story maybe, but listening to this and now maybe prompted to read the RNS, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add totally to their watch list, please.
Okay, thank you. I think you've already said it, Justin, in my mind. So we continue to grow in a market where we know that there are concerns, but we have secured revenues now for years going forward. We continue to demonstrate that through the partnership working with the NHS, we deliver that quality of service. And I think everybody knows that the demand for the services that we support the NHS with are going through the roof. And that's not going to change anytime soon with the waiting lists as they are.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is in an area that's not going to get any less busy, regardless of inflation, regardless of interest rates. It's going to keep being busy for many years, the NHS, isn't it? You know?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the demand for service is just increasing and increasing. And so that's where Totally ensure that they can sit right beside the NHS and ensure that people get access to services quickly, promptly, and that's all done in a high quality environment, because that's really what matters to us and, of course, our commissioners.
Marvellous stuff. Wendy, good to chat to you. Hopefully we'll catch up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.